John, many congratulations. I'm just going to say, you crafty old beggar, how to work that one out?
Yeah, it took a bit of doing. It's also difficult to watch the others outside on the screen because you can't get kind of the idea of the full ring, but I kind of worked that in my mind and I thought, right, I'm going to stick to it, you know. I think it's pretty good. I know it was a bit of a long gallop after my last fence to the finish, but at least you could go full gallop at the finish, so... I thought my first part of the course was really, really quick. Yeah, it was just a bit of a long way to the finish, but anyway, it paid off.
And I know this horse has done you proud over many years. To win a classic, to again at the Horse of the Year show, and you have been competing here a long time. Does it still feel good?
It's always good to win, yeah. I still want to win. I still try to win, and Argento is on good form. He actually had an injury at Olympia last year, at the end of the year, so he actually had 4 months off, and he's been jumping, you know, the last 3 months and jumping really good. So I walked the course and I thought, yeah, it's quite good for me. And working the jump up at course was a bit tricky, but anyway, turned out okay.
And talking of injuries, okay, London wasn't the kindest to you earlier this year, was it?
Wasn't the best birthday I've ever had. But no, I mean, that's part of the game, and you know, you've got to kind of, if you worry about falling off, you're never going to win anything, you know, so I try not to worry about it, try not to fall off, obviously, but I don't worry about it either, you know, you've got to go for it, and that's the nature of the sport, if you fall off, you fall off, but it wasn't a good one, that one.
It's a fairly obvious question, but what keeps driving you?
A few things, really. I think, first of all, lucky I'm in a sport that you can do it in your 60s. I'm pretty quite fit, you know, but like we were saying, I've had my injuries along the way and my ups and downs, but I still enjoy it. I still get a kick out of it. I can still do it. And I can't do anything else.
This year, though, just looking wider context, it's been an interesting year for British show jumping. Is the sport in a good place here? I mean, how do you assess it?
I think we're similar to what we've been for the last 25 years. If you lose a couple of your best horses, like Big Star and Santos, the team's straight away cut in half and we're struggling. And I must say, I think it's been like that for 20-odd years, you know. But we'll come back. I mean, we've got the talent, we've got the goodie, we've got top riders, which we've always had. The sport's so professional now, it's difficult to get the good young horse or the good horses in general and actually then keep them, because if you do get a really good horse, they're worth so much, you know. So we do need good owners that are willing to keep the horses.
But when you're looking around at a show like this, where it's a showcase of British talent, are you encouraged by the riding talent that is continuing to come through?
Oh, definitely. I've always said, you know, we have got the top good riders, and we've got good young riders coming through. It's just really hard for the young riders to get that breakthrough, find a good horse or find a good owner. And like I was just saying, if you do find a really good horse, it's also difficult to keep it because you can't really afford to keep it.
But you can't beat a good old one who comes up with the quickest line tonight, can you?
That's true. No, Argento's been a great horse for me. He's 15 now, but he's jumped great tonight.
Well done.